You're listening to Linux News Log, separating the Linux and open source signal from the noise.
This episode is brought to you by Carbonite. Carbonite Online Backup protects your pictures and your other computer files automatically whenever you're online. And by GoToAssist Express, access, diagnose, and resolve. And by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everyone, how's it going? I'm your host, Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at QuickSurf Internet Media. Today's episode is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Linux News Log, I should say, is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online, linux.quicksurf.com, and subscribe to the show if you have not already done so. If you are a new subscriber, welcome to the show and thank you. And before we get into the news for this episode, if you want a Google Plus invite, shoot me an email, linux@quicksurf.com, and I will send an invite out to you. I know I've gotten several invites that have come in since the last episode. Actually, I've gotten a lot more than several, but I've gotten a number of invites that have come in since the last episode has posted. I haven't gotten those sent out yet. I've been on vacation, but rest assured, I have your emails. I will be sending those out as soon as I get a few moments to do so. And with that, let's go ahead and get into the news for this episode. Starting off at IT News for Australian Business over at itnews.com.au, Linux Australia readies a conference code of conduct. This is pretty interesting. Linux Australia has announced plans to introduce a conference code of conduct following a controversial keynote presentation at linux.conf.au in January. A number of conference attendees complained about futurist Mark Pesky's use of sexual images in his presentation in breach of LCA's anti-harassment policy. So in response to that, they are readying a code of conduct when you go to their conferences, which, if you ask me, not surprising at all. I don't want to be going to a conference and being flashed with, you know, things that are, you know, less than appropriate. I'm sure many people don't want that to happen to them either. From itworld.com, the KDE 5.0 roadmap has been announced. The KDE desktop is about to take a major step forward with the announcement of the roadmap for KDE Frameworks 5.0. Most eyes in the Linux desktop world are in the Berlin Desktop Summit as members of the GNOME and KDE camps come together for a joint technical conference running from August 6th through the 12th. So it's running right now at the Humboldt University in Berlin. So pretty interesting stuff. I'll be keeping an eye on it to see what comes of it. Let's talk about one of our sponsors for this episode, GoToAssist Express. There are two things IT professionals and their clients have in common. They want the job done right and they want it done fast. That's why I highly recommend GoToAssist Express by Citrix to anyone in IT. It puts clients at ease with its simple and secure remote support and puts you in position to do what you do best, which is access, diagnose the problem, and resolve it. Try GoToAssist Express free for 30 days. Visit GoToAssist.com/podcast to see how you can deliver live tech support to anyone, anywhere with GoToAssist Express. I'd also like to talk about backing your system up. We have a secondary sponsor as well for a full-length ad. Carbonite Online Backup protects your pictures and your other computer files by automatically backing them up whenever you're online. When you have your inevitable disaster caused by a crash, virus, theft, whatever it might be, Carbonite makes it easy to get your backed-up files fast with just a few clicks. Carbonite has helped to restore over 7 billion computer files that otherwise might have been lost forever. And that's a large number. We all know it's not a matter of if you lose data because your hard drive crashed or something happened or of that nature, but when. With Carbonite, you can access your backed up files privately from any computer or on your smartphone or iPad with a free app. Unlimited backup for your PC or Mac with any time, anywhere access is only $59 a year, which is comes out to, ironically, less than $5 a month. It's easy to get started and only takes a few minutes. Start your free 15-day trial at Carbonite.com. No credit card is required. You can use the offer code TPN and you'll get 2 free months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com and the offer code for 2 free months is TPN. Now, I know all of you don't like ads, but unfortunately, it's a necessary evil so that I can pay for my bandwidth bills and have some level of compensation for the time it takes me to do the show. And so I would appreciate it if you would at least try out the sponsors of this episode. I know some of you in Linux land don't necessarily, use Windows or access Windows, but this, a lot of the, and I get emails on this all the time. A lot of the reason why I carry sponsors for not necessarily Linux clients is because the vast majority of my audience downloads the episodes in iTunes, which means they're either running Windows. It's either a variant of Windows or, you know, OS X in iTunes. And so, you know, the advertising is aimed at the target audience, even though the show is about Linux. That doesn't mean that everyone that listens to the show uses Linux. So anyway, or at least uses Linux full time. So there is some use in it. Like I said, it does help to pay for the bandwidth to deliver the show to you for free. And so with that, let's go ahead and talk about the rest of our stories for this episode. Over at eWeek.com, Chrome 13 stable as Google pays $17,000 for bug fixes. Wow, $17,000. Google's Chrome browser version 13 is finally somewhat stable, featuring instant pages, predictive search technology, print preview for Windows and Linux machines, as well as a better Omnibox, also featuring 30 bug fixes. Google has taken Chrome version 13, turning the new instant pages feature on as the browser's default. The next step is in Google's predictive search technology. Instant Pages is based on a Google-developed pre-rendering technology that prepares the top search result in the background while a user chooses which link to click. The company says this saves users 2 to 5 seconds on typical searches. I don't know about that. I'd rather not use my bandwidth. From CNET.com, a $199 Asus X101 targets Linux tablet alternatives. Though bearing some of the hallmarks of a netbook, the Asus EEE PC X101 will be offered as an alternative to that category of small laptops, according to an Asus blog post. Asus spelled out that the X101 is a departure from the netbook that as we know it, as in it's even thinner and lighter than the traditional netbook, which is already pretty light and thin to begin with, and weighs 2 pounds. It runs Amigo Linux, not Windows. Pretty amazing. Amigo is more suited to ultra-small designs that typically don't pack the horsepower to run Windows 7 efficiently. And so they say that since Amigo is open source and we're free to tweak it, and so they have added a consolidated MyZone social networking hub and directly injected their cloud services such as AppVibe and Cloud Storage. So pretty interesting stuff. Check it out. I'm curious to see how well it does in the face of the iPad onslaught. From LinuxDevices.com, Linux creator calls for a GNOME fork. Linux Torvalds is weighing in on the debate over the controversial GNOME 3.0 desktop environment, recommending that someone fork the unholy mess, and I'm using air quotes here. Meanwhile, version 4.7 of the rival KDE environment has arrived with a new touchscreen and OpenGL 2.0 support. Netflix is said to be working on a Linux port. So pretty awesome stuff. I'm a huge fan of KDE. I'm not really that wild about GNOME. I mean, I'll use it if I have to, but personally, I prefer KDE. but interesting to say none the least. From Tom's Hardware, Canonical releases the first Ubuntu with Linux kernel 3.0. We've reported that the 3.0 has happened, and Canonical is now releasing the first release with the kernel 3.0. It's Ubuntu 11.10 Alpha 3. It includes a bunch of stuff and has the Linux 3.0 kernel in it. So pretty interesting stuff. From benchmarkreviews.com, the NoView GeForce 400/500 Fermi driver for Linux 3.1 is available. Besides boosting the Intel Sandy Bridge performance, the Linux 3.1 kernel is also great for open source graphics in that it has improved support for NVIDIA GeForce 400/500 Fermi graphics cards via the reverse engineered Novia driver. The Linux kernel has already supported kernel mode setting for these GPUs. And then more recently, there was the 2DX video acceleration as well as 3D acceleration when paired with the Gallium 3D NVCO driver. So pretty interesting stuff. Check it out if you have that in your system. From Byte Magazine online over at informationweek.com/Byte, B-Y-T-E. It's in beta, so I'm looking forward to when they actually put it out there. How to root your EVO 3D with Linux. If you have an HTC EVO 3D and you can't wait to root it, wait no longer. Here's how to use Unrevoked and Alpha Rev's revolutionary S-off and recovery tool. It's still in beta, but it works great. So check it out. This is a nice little step-by-step on how to get your EVO 3D rooted. From the New York Times Business Day Personal Technology section, QA. They have a QA by J.D. Beardsdorfer, the lovely host of the New York Times podcast, their technology podcast, buying music online with Linux. The question is, do any online music stores work with the Linux system? The answer is, as with Windows and Mac OS X systems, several music player programs are also available for Linux. These programs, she provides a link to 5 reviewed programs, play audio files in several different formats. Most of them can play MP3s. Linux programs cannot play copy-protected songs, so stuff from iTunes, if it's copy-protected, you can't play it. That's fine. But they can usually play songs from stores that sell the tracks as standard MP3 files, and many stores do, such as Amazon's MP3 store, eMusic, Ubuntu One Music Store, if you're an Ubuntu user. It's, you know, it's out there. Just check it out. That will do it for this episode of Linux News Log. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. You can find those online, linux.quicksurf.com. Shoot me an email, linux@quicksurf.com. If you want a Google Plus invite or if you just want to yell at me, I do receive lots of emails, so feel free to go right on ahead and flame me or do whatever you want. You can follow me online at the various Twitters and Google Pluses and all that good stuff. I have everything linked up in the show notes, so check that out. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode. I'll see you then. Bye.